Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Chach of Dalad. We're learning Simon Tesvav. I want to point out that this psak of the Chayodim the Mishabur disagrees with, and the final decision is not like the Chayodim, and we'll point out the Chayodim's position and the position of the Mishabur. So now, the Komokam Shenichtav Oker Raglov, when we say that if the person reached the point that he finished Shemoneh Esrei and Oker Raglov, he stepped away from the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, you recall, is an act of standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's Omer Lifnei HaMelech, and being Oker Raglov is stepping away from that state of being standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean Oker Raglov? Yesh Armim, there is an opinion. The Tekev Kishmasayim Yehul Rotzun Bein Daita Lerma Tachanonim Oher Havi Kakiris Raglov. There's an opinion which says that as soon as a person reached the point of Hesech Hadas, he no longer has any intent to daven. He's finished saying everything he wants to say. He's finished saying his tachanunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, his request, extra request that he has at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. He said the pasuk of Yehul Ratzon Imrefi, that whatever I've said should be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Ratzon. So therefore, he's not planning to say any more tachanunim. So Havi Kakiris Raglov. There is an opinion which says that that's considered that he's finished davening. He's been, even though he hasn't physically stepped away from the Amidah Lifnei HaMelech, but since he has finished his intent to say any more tefillahs, in his mind he's completed his act of tefillah, so he's done. Then he realizes that he made a mistake. Well, he has to start over again because he's finished his tefillah. So the context which we're dealing with is the question is, does a person have to start the tefillah again, or does he go back to the place he was? And the simple answer is, as long as you're in the act of tefillah, you go back to where the place you can correct yourself. If you completed the whole tefillah and it was done incorrectly, so there are certain cases where the law is that you have to daven over again. See, he's finished davening. See, he only hasn't physically walked away. He's finished davening, and therefore, in that situation, he would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So this would be relevant. A person forgot Yalav Yalvay. A person forgot Sintel Motzah Livracha. That instead of going back to correct himself, the person said, according to some opinions, which we don't pass on, like, you know, maybe Hamelach HaMishpat. But there, whatever the situation might be, in a case where the halacha requires that he davens over again, he's done and he has to daven over again. The Chayyarim disagrees with the Nira. The Chayyarim says, my opinion is that Akiris Raglov, but Salam Akiris Raglov Mamish. No, the definition of Akiris Raglov means actually physically stepping away from the tefillah. Since we understand that tefillah is an act of Amidah Lifnei HaMelech, and when we step into tefillah, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we haven't actually taken leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we take the three steps back. So we are still in the state of Amidah Lifnei HaMelech, and that will allow us to go back to the place of Baruch Aleinu, or the beginning of Ritzei, to correct ourselves, rather than having to daven the whole tefillah again. So that's the opinion of the Chayyarim. The Mishabura Paskins, not like the Chayyarim, the Mishabura Paskins like that first opinion, which he says is the Magen Avraham. Now, interestingly enough, really, the source of this should go back to, not to Magen Avraham, but to the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says this language. The case over there of the Shulchan Aruch, however, is different. That it's talking about a person who is not saying any tachanunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, which means this person never adds anything more. We will see that Halacha says once you add extra tefillahs, they become actually part of Shemoneh Esrei, and these extra tefillahs are considered as if you're extending your Shemoneh Esrei. The Dikar Tekan of Chazal finishes when you finish the bracha of Sim Shalom, davening is over. So there's a chiddush that a person who's ragul to say tachanunim, he normally says tachanunim. So for him, Shemoneh Esrei continues into that paragraph and whatever he adds. But what about a person who never doesn't regularly add something? So for him, as soon as he says Yehul Ratzon, the Shulchan Aruch says davening is over, and that the Chayyarim doesn't argue on. And a person who's not ragul to say tachanunim, for him, davening is over once he says Yehul Ratzon. But now that the person is ragul to say tachanunim, and therefore he extends his tefillah. So there the Chayyadim says, even though the person has said Yid Ratzon, let's say a second time, or some people only say it once at the end of the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, he said that Yid Ratzon at the end, it's still possible that he's going to add some more, and therefore it's not considered a Kiris Raglav until he actually is Zarka Raglav. That second issue was not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch stands on that point, and that's why he says that the source of this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is actually not in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, it's later on in Hilvos Rosh Chodesh, but the Mishabura, the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin is Machriya, not like the Chayotim, and even in that situation a person normally says Tachanunim. If he says, once he says the Yid Ratzon at the end of all of his Tachanunim, then he's considered as if he finished davening, and that would mean if he made a mistake, for those mistakes that he have to go back, he would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.